And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Voices from the Grid. It is me, the White Ranger, Michael, trugging through another recording session day with Brian, the Blue Ranger.
I'm blue, da-boo-dee-da-boo-die,
no DMCA strikes here, good sir. Okay. Even though we're not live on Twitch, no DMCA strikes.
Gotcha. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Voices from the Grid.
Yep, where we're only doing one episode this time.
Shocker.
I know. And the last episode that you do for this season is also a one episode one.
Also a shocker, and not the Kamen Rider villain.
Yep. And this episode, we're doing Best Man for the Job. We're going to hop right into it. For everyone's favorite segment, in my mind, the quick run through of Best Man for the Job. And no, we're not talking about Goldar. Or could we? At Angel Grove High School, it's election season. Billy thinks Tommy should run for class president. Skull thinks he should run for class president. But Bulk is going to run instead. And Aisha thinks Kim should run too. Because sure, why not? Let's just destroy friendships with politics. That sounds about right. Zed and Rita bicker. Rita tells Squat and Babu to use a special rope on Kim and Tommy to make them super competitive with each other. Tommy and Kim trip over the rope and the spell is in place. Bickering between the two begins. Back at school, Tommy and Kim get super competitive while Billy and Aisha are confused to what's going on. Rita sends a message to Tommy. Tommy sees the note and heads to the park. Goldar and Putties arrive and he morphs into action. The others approach Kim about what's going on, but Zordon cuts in and goes, "Sorry, y'all, I got something to tell you." And they morph into action to help Tommy. Very interesting Kim and Tommy interaction while Putties and Goldar are around. Goldar takes advantage and steals Saba. Goldar then uses Saba against the Rangers and they retreat. At the command center, the others learn that Tommy and Kim are under a spell. They smell some flowers and the spell is broken, because sure, when I think about breaking a spell, I think about sniffing some flowers. Rita now has Saba. The others return to fight Rita while Tommy stays with Alpha. Rita then summons the White Tiger Zord, and it's TMZ time to hold the White Tiger Zord at bay. Tommy returns to action and sneaks behind Rita and the gang and gets Saba back. Rita and gang retreat. Zed gloats. And at the youth center, we have election speeches. Tommy announces he'll vote for Kim. Bulk makes his speech, but Skull sabotages it because he should have been the one running for president anyways. And the winner is Kim, because Skull voted for Kim. That's how Kim becomes president. Because the competition literally voted for her.
Yep. I demand a recount. All right, so let's dive into the deeper notes here. Best Man for the Job, season 2, episode 47, overall episode 107. Original air date was April 29th, 1995. So this episode starts with student elections coming up, as Mike said, and Billy says, "Hey, Tommy, you ever consider running for school president?" Tommy then says, "Hey, it's a lot of responsibility. And you know what? I agree. You should focus on Power Rangering school and the 50 plus sports teams that you all are on currently." Billy then says, "Think of the thrill of the political process. It would be a chance to make a real difference. You guys are Power Rangers. Okay? You're already making a difference. You don't need to. You're Power Rangers. You're literally..." No, whatever. Anyways. So, okay, I paused right at that moment, and I know moving forward, because of the nature of the show, that when recording, Mike might have already spoiled this, but before I watch any more of this episode when I'm writing these notes, I'm making a super bold premonition here. Tommy's going to run for president, and his main opponent is going to be Bulk, right? Okay, me, press play. The way I wrote these notes, I was like literally writing them as I was watching the episode, and I said, "Damn it, I hate being right." Although I was about to be thrown a curveball and I thought Skull was going to run, because that would make a little more sense, like you said. Also, Bolt's reasoning for running is to have access to the school files so that he can find out who the Power Rangers are. How he would be able to find that out is beyond me. And then I put a correction here and I said, I added this note after finishing the episode. Yeah, I was wrong. Bulk doesn't do anything but glad hand this episode, but it could have been a rivalry slash fight between these two. However, the dynamic between Tommy and Kim makes this conflict in the episode much more interesting, in my honest opinion. I'm glad I was wrong. I'm glad that it wasn't going to be Bulk. But going back on the whole Bulk getting access to the student files thing, it's not like someone's permanent record says, you know, Tommy Oliver, 15, male, GPA 3.5, white Power Ranger, right? Also, and I say this not looking at Bulk and Skull on the surface, but rather from what prior evidence of their academic standings and the trouble that they would get into would have you believe, Bulk should be less worried about finding out who the Power Rangers are when or if he gets access to the school files. And I honestly think he should be more concerned about amending his own grade point average.
But just for the record, if you looked at my school permanent record, it would say Michael Lindenbaum, age, whatever. Definitely not the White Ranger.
Right.
Thinks is the White Ranger, but definitely not the White Ranger. Get back in class, loser.
Additional notes, delusions of grandeur. My only note to Bulk there is just saying, take care of your own business before you go snooping around other people's. Aisha convinces Kim to run for president, saying sometimes the best man for the job is a woman. There's no joke here. I agree with Aisha. Also, we have a title. Tommy and Kim talk about whether or not it would be weird if she also ran. They agree it would be a good race, and they shake hands. There's a hard cut to Lord Zedd and Rita watching them, and Zedd says, excellent. Nothing can spoil a relationship or friendship harder than politics.
No one can expect the Spanish Inquisition.
You will never see me agree harder with Lord Zedd on anything other than this. If anything else that he says in this entire season is just cockamamie, whatever, I absolutely agree 100% with Lord Zedd here. And yes, I choose not to make a joke about modern American politics on this show, as low-hanging as that fruit might be, for this exact reason. But Brian, you might be asking yourself, will Zedd use this as a way to turn the Rangers against each other and crush them? Yeah. That's what he does. that's what he's all about. Rita tells Zedd she has just as many diabolical plots to destroy them as he does. And Zedd says, you? You're just a girl. You can't be a better bad guy. You're not even a guy. Zedd slept on the couch the next week after that comment. Rita commandeers the ship this episode and sends Goldar, Squat, and Babu down with a rope that will make Tommy and Kim super competitive. Is it a jump rope? No, it's like a rope. Get your minds out of the gutter. It's just a rope. Goldar asks Rita if Zedd knows about this, and Rita says no, but he will. And he'll have to acknowledge her as the baddest bad girl of them all once her plan succeeds. Why do you need this vindictive acknowledgement from Zedd? At this point, you're already married to the guy. We're not even into season 3, and the marriage is already at this point. What a shame. So Babu and Squat take the rope and pull it taut along the path that Kim and Tommy are walking along in the park, and tripping over it is what makes them super competitive against each other. Honestly, I thought there would be more to it than that. Not sure what I was actually expecting, but it wasn't a move out of a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. They start arguing. The angst is palpable, oh so palpable. Turns out Goldar wasn't in that scene because Goldar was snitching on Rita to Zedd about her plan. Zedd just does not give a crap about that, tells him to keep an eye on her, and Zedd goes on to work on his own plan. And now Tommy's acting all mean, and he's defacing his girlfriend's campaign photo and giving her glasses and a mustache. Why? That's so mean. Why you do that? It's mean. Tommy puts one of his own campaign posters on top of the one he defaced in front of Kim. Why would you deface it if you were going to cover it up in the first place? They argue more and more, and Aisha and Billy call each other out on their BS. Oh, and as it turns out, yeah, Bulk is running as president too. And in this scene, he's dressed as a cross between a carnival barker and Boss Tweed from Gangs of New York. His campaign promise to reveal the identities of the Power Rangers. Also, Skull is nothing if not a fantastic hype man. I love the Jimmy Hart bullhorn. He should have that on him all the time, even though he doesn't really need it. Rita declares that Tommy's going to walk right into her trap, and I have no idea what that means so far. So then turns out she sends a note down to Tommy telling him to go to the park alone, and there he'll find a way to beat Kim in the election. Oh no, I wonder if it's a trap. Hey look, the pony showed up. Oh no, it was a trap. All the Rangers confront Kimberly about how ridiculous she's being towards Tommy, and her attitude during this election has been awful. This is the first time so far we see Rocky and, most importantly, Adam. And Ben, I am so sorry, but at this point, it's been 10 minutes since the episode started, and I am aware of how unacceptable this is. My apologies. The other Rangers morph. Oh, forgot to say Tommy morphed before the hallway scene. And Rocky leads the others into battle, only to get bodied and sent flying by a Z-Putty. Rocky is freaking useless. He's a better Blue Ranger than a red one, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm actually going to pause for a brief little intermission here because my mind kind of went somewhere when I was writing this. But, Mike, what if Adam were the new Red Ranger and Rocky were the new Black Ranger? Think about it. I might have honestly preferred that now that I'm really thinking about it.
Maybe.
You know.
But Adam looks better in black than red.
I get that, but... And I get that, sure, that might mean in Zeo, Rocky's the Green Ranger and Adam's the Blue Ranger. And actually, I don't have a problem with that either. I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. Back to action. So Rocky gets bodied by a Z-Putty. Kim goes to check on him, and Rocky tells her it's Tommy that the putties want, not him, and that we have to help him. Kim then says... Why can't he do anything right? And we get, which is honestly probably one of the best acted scenes in this season, and by far one of my favorites. Kim and Tommy, while fighting putties, go on to have a full-blown couples fight in the middle of this fight. They call each other names, brush off the putties attacking them. One of the putties looks in the camera just like, better them than me. And even Golder is flabbergasted by this turn of events. He's just guffawing. It's just like, what's happening right now? It is such a funny and well blocked out scene. Mike, I freaking love this. This was one of my favorite bits of this season so far. Goldar literally had to interrupt them in order to keep the fight going. Granted, I didn't have any point of reference as a kid as to what might actually be going on here. But as an adult who's been in plenty of these conversations with ex-girlfriends, I am so happy I watched this again. Oh yeah, Goldar confiscates Saba and the putties captured Tommy. Oh no. We get a commercial break, and sure enough, Tommy frees himself from the putties, so he's not going to be trapped in the dark dimension or anything. But Goldar walks away with Saba in hand. Tommy and Kim argue again, and Goldar is just fed up at this point, so he gives all the Rangers a face full of Saba eye beams. And it's weird because when Saba does that, he moans, and I was just like, that doesn't sound right. The Rangers retreat to the command center. Tommy and Kim continue to bicker. Kim then says, oh, what, is your ponytail too tight? And I literally had to check my own because I was starting to have a migraine. Billy acts like a veteran Ranger here, by the way. Billy is the MVP of this episode. Because, again, he acts like a veteran Ranger who's seen a thing or two here. No concern, no worrisome quiver in his voice. He straight up just goes, knock it off. Zordon, are they under a spell? It might explain why they're acting so irrationally. This is a man that has seen some stuff during his Power Ranger tenure. He's just gotten so used to people being under spells or entranced that it doesn't even faze him anymore. And I am here for it. And it was at this point I realized that this episode might be a tongue-in-cheek parody of itself, and I kind of love it. Alpha busts out a thingamadoohickey after Zordon agrees with Billy's hypothesis. The thingy tests positive for spell sickness, and Zordon's like, here, smell these roses and unwadden thy panties. Kiss, make up, and go get Saba back, you hormonal dorks. Tommy and Kim refuse to smell the roses, but then get persuaded by Aisha, and Tommy's all like, but I'm only doing it for the homies, not you. They smell the roses, the spell wears off, Tommy and Kim get lovey-dovey eyes, and oh my god, just kiss, make up, and go kick Goldar's ass already. Rita appears in the park with Saba, and she can now control the Tiger Zord. Billy then proposes making an electromagnet to attract Saba away from her, and sure, why not? We only have 5 minutes left in the episode, but you go ahead and build another doohickey. Turns out Rita gagged Saba too, which is not cool. Holy crap, Rita called the Tiger Zord, and now we're getting a Thunder Zord versus Tiger Zord fight? That's awesome. At this point, though, I have to say yes and no. There is Dire Ranger footage here, albeit not much, mainly Zork shots and poses for both mechas. But it looks like any actual fighting between the two was shot in America, and it kind of shows. The quality between the footage and the sets is extremely noticeable. That being said, I've kind of developed an eye for this kind of thing, so it might get past someone who's just watching it for the first time or someone who just doesn't care about Super Sentai. Referencing Ranger Wiki yet again, there is a note here saying that this episode features the first full American film Zorg battle. This will become commonplace at least once a season throughout the remainder of the Saban-produced years. So I believe that that's all the way up to Wild Force. Dire Ranger had a battle between One Tiger and Dire-No, but it was too brief and was unusable anyways because it features the counterpart to Silverhorns in all of the dramatic shots. The ZO2 footage was filmed exclusively in Japan, whereas all this footage was filmed on set in America. Rita actually has the Rangers on the ropes with the Tiger Zord, but Tommy manages to steal away Saba in time. The White Tiger Zord confronts Rita and crew. She runs away with her tail tucked between her legs, and the Rangers save the day, despite there being no giant monster suit. Which leads me to say the following. Kids, the real monster is politics. That's the lesson here. Meanwhile, the student president campaign slash election wraps up the episode. Kim gives her speech. Tommy drops out in support of Kim, and Bulk shows up in an Uncle Sam outfit while Bulk shows up in an Uncle Sam outfit while Skull does slapstick in the background. Kim wins in a landslide, and the only person that voted for Bulk was, well, Bulk. Turns out Skull actually voted for Kim. Tommy hands Kim a rose and credits. And I will straight up go ahead and say I loved this episode. The highlight for me was the in-morph argument between Kim and Tommy. That was worth the price of admission for me. Mike, what do you think about this episode?
Good episode. Drama.
Lots of drama.
Lots of drama.
And I could have gone so many places that I just chose not to with this episode, because again, politics.
Yep.
Don't need to,
not going to. Mm-mm. Let's cry in the fetal position instead.
Everything sucks and then you die. Do. Anyways, I really liked this episode, and the highlight was that there were two highlights. The first was, again, Tommy and Kim just like bickering like an old married couple, and then Billy just straight up being like, okay, I've seen this before, knock it off, Zordon, do the thing, because, you know, we deal with magicians and wizards from space all the time, please just
Do the thing.
God, I can't.
Go smell the flowers.
Literally go smell the flowers.
So.
I'm sitting here in the back here, and you know, I put one and one together and I realize you're pissing me off. So.
So yeah, that's it for that, really. I mean, I have no extra notes on this.
All right. Social media plugs?
What?
Social media plugs then?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why the hell not? All right. You can find me on Twitter at @TheLindenBaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, Twitch at twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75. txhthockey.com/VFTG for the show, and Twitter for the show specific at VFTG_PR.
All right, fantastic. And you can find me on Twitter at OneDrunkGeek, and you can also find me on Castwave Studios producing a beer show of the same name, OneDrunkGeek. Keep an eye out for newer episodes. Also, check out our site for one, not just OneDrunkGeek, but also, well, they're going nowhere. You can also find me on Instagram at Draken22. I upload all kinds of photos of my travels and conventions, and I'm sure I have a photo of me and you hanging out at a convention somewhere up there. Who knows? So constantly updating. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another more phenomenal episode of Voices from the Grid. Be sure to grab your morphers and your power coins.
And may the power protect you.